got the Holy Ghost. But she just knows she wanted it. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Been baptized in Jesus' name, got the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. My, she's on her way.
Amen.
I thought as everybody was saying, now, hey, y'all shouting and some, give me a little time. I thought as everybody was shouting, running around hearing, man, the Spirit of the Lord was really good. And I thought of Brother Overton, Brother White. He was down in, was it River Heights or what's it? Weedon Heights. He was down in there and had a church going down in there, and it was when they had Brother Banks talking about the windows up. They had the windows up and people standing on the outside, and the neighborhood was calling the law on them and said they're making too much racket. And said one night they called them and said, y'all better get down here to this Pentecostal church. Said they knocked one down, got him down on the floor, and hollered, kill him, Lord, kill him. You know what they were saying? Kill him, Lord, kill him. Amen. Kill him, Lord, kill him. People that don't understand this don't know nothing about this. I'm glad I cut my teeth on a Pentecostal period. I know what it is to shout. I know what it is around the aisles. I know what it is to worship God. I know what it is to let God have his way. Would you just stand and give him one more praise tonight? Oh, hallelujah. Standing, I'm going to read a passage of scripture. I'm so thankful for this town.
Amen.
Yeah. Bless you, Lord.
Don't say Brother Rushing, but it says Minister Monday night. In the book of Isaiah, or just let me read a couple of verses of scripture. Now, I tell you, I feel like preaching tonight. When I come in, I've felt about as dead and dry as a two-year-old bird nest. Oh, y'all act like y'all ain't never been that bad. If you have prayed, since Russ got praying for that man.
Amen.
She got to praying for it.
Yes, sir.
She said, devil, you get out of this thing. Amen. Chapter 54 of the book of Isaiah tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse number 16. Behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, that bringeth forth an instrument up for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue shall rise and against that shall arise against thee in judgment, I shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me. Everybody should praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Reach your hand up in this way and pray for me tonight that God will have his way. Will you?
Turn to your neighbor and shake their hand and say, let's help you.
preach so he won't preach so long.
I told my church Sunday morning, I preached Sunday morning, and I told my church, I said, now I'm going to practice on y'all this morning. I'm going to practice standing behind the pulpit and not get off the platform. I've done real well. I made it. But I want you to listen to now what the Word of God said. I have created the smith.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
That bloweth the coals in the fire. Right. I want to preach tonight. All it takes is one coal of fire. Yeah. I said, all it takes is one coal of fire. In this passage, it says coals, more than one. But in the book of Isaiah, the Bible said the seraphim took two wings and flew down to the altar. And there off the altar in verse 6 of chapter 6. Yeah. Then flew one of the seraphims having a live coal of fire in his hand. Notice, a live coal. One coal. Which he had taken with the tongues from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this has touched thy lips. Thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. And also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Let me tell you something tonight. All it takes is one coal of fire. Amen. To purge your sin.
All right.
All it takes is one coal of fire to touch your lips. And honey, you'll never be the same again.
All right, all right.
Amen.
I tell you what we believe. I'm feeling this in my heart today. I'm concerned. We need more services like we've had tonight.
Amen. Amen.
This is what I was brought up in.
Amen.
And we had some fire, honey.
Amen.
I said we had some fire. Brother Tony, we got some fire tonight. Amen. Some of y'all been sitting down here tonight like old wood twin. I believe if everybody that got in this service, there's no way I'd have got to preach. We're living in a time when nobody don't want to do nothing.
Come on. Come on.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
It used to be everywhere you turned, there wouldn't be an evangelist coming by to preach for you. Now we can't hardly find a good evangelist except Brother Toby. When I come to preach to the assembly tonight, I'm going to preach to every pastor. I'm going to preach to every saved man tonight. I tell you why we don't have no evangelist. We absolutely starve them out.
Come on now.
Somebody said, I don't like that. Preacher, get your ladder and get over it.
Come on. You all right?
Amen. We'll get a pastor next door to us where we don't have to pay no motel bill and where we won't have to give him much and we want him to bring revival. Hey, evangelist is in the fivefold ministry and the church is not what she needs to be. Don't we have? Bank, good to see you. I'm doing all right, ain't I?
Bless you, Lord.
But notice what it said.
Hallelujah.
Was that one cold?
Yes, sir.
I'm sure. And you know the story of the chapter 6, and I'm not going into it. But I did think about the scriptures prior to this. Isaiah said, I saw the Lord.
I lift it up. And lift it up.
And his fame filled all the temple. And his glory filled all the earth. Honey, come on, let's give him a praise again today. He is in the house.
Yes, amen. Amen, amen. Amen, Lord, amen.
That's the best we can do.
Come on.
That's right.
Yeah.
Somebody said, Brother Rush, you'd be good.
I said, keep on, brother.
But notice, I'm trying to get it down. You see, the first scripture I read said that he created the smith. That's a blacksmith, if you don't understand. You know, I'm from a country. I know what a blacksmith is. Oh, when I was young, let me tell this story, and I'll not take up too much time. When I was young, I was rambunctious, full of myself.
Go ahead.
Y'all act like you don't know what I'm talking about. You still are. Some of you go to church, and if you ain't doing it, it ain't been done.
Come on now.
We'll let you have the pulpit, you'll tear up that. And you'll sit there on your hands and not do nothing until you get a ticket. I still do preaching.
Amen, brother.
Well, you know, I got this thing. I decided that I'd go to shoeing horses. And I got pretty good at it. About 20 years old. Man, if I could just call back. About 20 years old, and I do pretty good. I've shot a bunch of horses. No boy I worked with, he said, are you pretty good? I said, yes, sir, I can shoe them. That's what a blacksmith does. He heats that fire up to fit them shoes to
come on.
To match that horse's feet. Said, yeah, I knew it. He said, now I've got a mare there. She weighed about 1,200 pounds. She ain't never had no shoes on. Oh, big old boy said, I can handle it. We finally got her. We tied her up, rolled her up on her back, and all four feet sticking up in the air, and she liked to kill me. Hey man, my pants was tore from horseshoe nails. I had cuts in my hands. I want to tell you what it done. It retired my horseshoe adventure. But before the blacksmith, now notice, one called the fire. And after it touched Isaiah, they got to looking for somebody to go. I'm going to tell you right now, you young preachers, you hear me tonight. We never need young preachers any more than what we need them tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, you old folks, amen.
Amen.
We need some young evangelists. We need some young people to go out and get touched by the fire of God and by the favor of their heart. Hear me. Send me. So, the blacksmith, he had a bellum.
Uh-huh.
Some of them had a big one, had it on a rope, and they put it like that. And it'd blow that air on them poles. Then they had a bellum also that...
Amen.
You pumped yourself.
And you know what? He could take a handful of coals in their, I guess we call it pot. I don't know what you call it. And when they begin to blow on it, that fire began to come up from them coals. And the next thing you know, they had a fire going. Not only a red fire, but it would get so hot. You know what a blue flame heart is? You know what a blue flame fire is? Honey, it's hot.
Yeah.
many of y'all know anything about wood heat?
Yeah. All right.
Oh, yeah.
I got some gold folks in here. I got a real good heater in my house. Since Russian, it's a little cool in here. Would you go over and turn that gas heater up? How many understand that? I was raised in the country. Raised on the farm. I know what it is to pull an 8-foot tick sack to pick cotton. Anybody in here?
Amen.
Amen. Well, ain't many of you. Y'all don't even know what pick a cotton. That's a, every time I pass a cotton patch right now, I can just drive down the road where they're raising cotton. My back goes to hurt. That's the only way I could get my clothes. You pick cotton and chop cotton and go with them to carry to the gin, to Jenny. Honey, I'm here to tell you tonight, I know what it is to be raised country.
Amen.
What some old country song said, I was country when country
wasn't
cool.
Cool.
Some of you listen to it, don't you?
I'm doing real well here. Since the whole winter used to go to Brother White's church, I'd go to preach and I'd say something about George Jones and all that old country music and stuff. And, you know, she said, don't get on my country music. I like to listen to it. I'm going to tell you right now, if you can listen to George Jones sing him old country song, he had a spirit about him. And I'm going to tell you, this preacher couldn't listen to it. Because let me tell you what it made me want to do. He was an alcoholic, and when he'd sing them song, he'd have that spirit about him. It'd make me want to drink.
Man, I didn't know I was in such a holy church.
I didn't say it did. I just said that spirit would come over you. Say who doing who wrong and who left me. The bottle let me down. I'm preaching pretty good, little baby. I'm going to say, preacher, you're meddling now. No, let me get on with my message, okay?
Preach on, brother. Preach on.
He must know what I'm talking about. But you see, I was raised in country. I remember the first time I ever helped my granddaddy cut wood. Yeah. And he fussed. He said, you gotta pull.
Come on now.
Cross cut saw. We go to the woods with a cross cut saw and cut firewood. Amen. He said, Tommy, you gotta pull. I wanted him to pull it. I didn't want to do no pulling. Thank God when he got a chainsaw. But my point is, we'd get that wood up, and he had a wood stove. Stay with me, I'm fixing the clothes.
Come on, boy.
He had a wood stove, and it was my job to chop kindling. How many know what kindling is?
Amen.
My job to chop kindling. Really, it's good to see you. You live well, Phil. Where is it?
Pennsylvania.
Y'all have a wood stove up there?
We do.
Do you?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm preaching about?
I do.
Okay. Brother Banks, I chopped that kindling.
Yeah.
And he'd make me get it.
Yeah.
Little old bitty.
Tiny.
Little old bitty strips. You know. And then, on a cold morning, we didn't have no backup here. All we had was that old wood heater, Ashley heater, I believe it was, had that old wood heater, and I think we had another, just an old flat top, what do you call it?
call them pot bellies. Yeah. Man, I was really dreading this. I ain't dreading it at all. I've seen my granddaddy get up and take that poker. And stir in there. All you could see was ashes. Till he got to stirring it with a poker. And you'd see them red coals. And they roll up in that old wood heater. Come on, somebody.
All right.
Amen. And then he'd take that stove. He'd take that kindling. And he'd put it on them hot coals. And then you know what he'd do?
Blow. I'll try it. Come on.
Come on, I'm preaching good. You know what the church needs tonight?
Woo! Glory! Glory!
Blow on the fire.
And glory!
Brother Banks, take me a flame of fire. Come out of that. Blow on us, Lord. I still got a coal in my stove.
Come on, man.
And if he'll blow on the inside of me, there'll be a fire popped up in me that the devil can't stop.
All right, all right.
Don't you worry about the devil. Just worry about God. Give me about 2 minutes. This is my first closing. Brother Banks, you give me 2 minutes. Okay.
Give me three of them.
Three, 2 minutes. That's 6 minutes. You know what you're going to give me two? No. One never crowd. But listen to what he said. After the coals have been blown on, amen. After the smith has blown on the coals, the Bible said he can make an instrument.
Amen.
That can be used for his work. I want to tell you this church house tonight, there's some people in here. An instrument for his work. But it wasn't after, it was after the blowing on the fire. I said, amen. I said, talked about my granddaddy. Oh, I got to close. Talked about my granddaddy poking in there. Some of y'all about as dead as him ass. I don't mean to harm. I just look. You look like Baptist folks. Oh, I got fooled. I worked with a boy that is Baptist. We work in the same office. We have some of the best Bible studies you ever seen. And you know what I'm waiting on? I'm waiting on God to fill him with the Holy Ghost. He said, I can understand about repentance. He said, I can understand where you get to that Jesus' name baptism. And he said, I can understand when you go to preaching about the Holy Ghost. I said, brother, all you need to do is open up your heart and let God fill you with it. If you believe that much about Pentecost, you ought to have it.
And he looked at me one day and he said, a lot of folks wouldn't believe this. I said, what do you mean, Kenny? How can me and you have such a conversation and both believe what we believe? He said, but I get where you're talking about all this and the born again experience. Honey, I'm working on him. Tell you one more thing, okay? I'm closing, I promise. That's sad. Man. I'm just like a wagon. You push up a hill and go down, start down the other side, and you can't stop. My boss and my secretary and her aunt lives up in Hartsville. They come by our church one night. Well, they come out to the cemetery. Tammy's aunt, husband buried out there at our church. They come by, and from the cemetery, they could hear us singing and praising the Lord. They come from the cemetery on down into the parking lot.
Mm.
She said that. He said, or she said, because he don't like to talk about it because he ain't nothing. But he knows he ain't.
Come on.
And she's Baptist. And her aunt's Baptist. She said, Tommy, when we heard that singing, we pulled up out there in the parking lot and said, we listened as y'all sang and worshiped God and praised the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And she's, oh, come on, get this. She said, we wanted to come in so bad. Sitting at the door and not coming in. That's a good message.
There you go.
They sat in that parking lot and heard us sing and worship God. She said, we all three wanted to come in so bad. She said, but I am on a pair of shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
Come on, come on.
You know what I said? You ought to come on in.
Ah, amen. Amen.
Come on, somebody need to help me here. That's not me the only time. Y'all killing me. I said, why in the world did you not come on in? She said, I thought we could sit on the back seat. That would have been okay. We've got soul.
That's it, bro.
But the power of God's still the same. When you go out to the walls of a building, go into all the motel and they feel conviction and they feel like they need God. Honey, what's wrong with us? We need to say, come on in. Everybody say, come on in.
Come on in.
Thank you. I promise I'm closing. Third one. I get five now, y'all know that. One more drink of water and then I'm closing up. How long have we been preaching?
About 30 years.
35.
That's about right. I had a good teacher over here. But you see, we're in a depressing time.
Yes, sir.
Mm. We're in a discouraging time. Come on, I'm going to bring us down to it. Amen. Amen. And Jeremiah said, amen, as Pashura put pressure on him, the prophet, amen, and amen, he even put him in stocks.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sure did.
You read Jeremiah chapter 20. And he was put in stocks. And he persecuted him. And he was hard on him. Didn't want to hear what he had to say. And you know what? Jeremiah done just exactly like a lot of us have done. Amen. He went home and cast, oh, let me use it, my terminology. I've cast my Bible up on my dinner table lots of time and said, I can't do it no more.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, Lord. Am I talking to anybody in here tonight?
Amen.
Come on. Jeremiah said, I will not make mention of him no more. I will not speak in his name no more. And then Jeremiah said, it was like fire shut up in my hole. I can't quell that fire. Come on, let's all stand tonight. When I want to quit, I can't. When I want to give up, I can't. Cause it's fire shut up in my bones. Tonight. Anybody got any fire? Look on to your neighbor and say, you got any fire?
Any fire?
No time to quit.
No time to quit.
Amen. I said it ain't no time to quit. You realize how many people's going to hell in your family? You need to. A young man.
Yeah, I'm fixing him with Dr. Bishop. That's my field closing, I think. Had this boy, we got a boy in our churches. He's very intelligent. Very smart. Come out of the Baptist church and got the Holy Ghost. You better get out of the way. He's not run over you. I asked him of the night, I said, I just felt it in God. I said, have you got anything that you would like to speak on or teach to us? He said, yeah, I feel a little something. I said, okay. Hallelujah. And he went to Acts chapter 2. And the Bible said, oh, there came a sound from the heaven as a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house with it. You know what it was? It was God breathing on them. Oh, listen to this. Listen to this. He taught on that for a little bit. Then he went to Azusa Street. And you know what? I've read the book on it, part of it. Amen. And there'd be people going down the street and they'd stop and think the house they was in was burning because there was fire dancing all over that house. Not literally fire, but the fire of the Holy Ghost. We need an Azusa Street.
Come on,